it hot in here, or is it just me? No, it's hot in here. In this episode, we will see what happens to our bodies when we exercise in the heat. Plus, we will provide some tips to keep your hot exercise sessions safe. That's all coming up on Wellbeing Simplified. Hello everyone, and welcome to Wellbeing Simplified. My name is Maggie and I'm your host for this podcast. Are you feeling hot? Here in Las Vegas, where I live, it's hot. I mean, if you looked for the definition of hot in the dictionary, you wouldn't find a picture of Taylor Lautner, you'd find Las Vegas. With daily temperatures in the triple digits, it's become difficult to be outside for more than a few minutes at a time. And yet, I will see people running when it's close to or over 110 degrees. Seeing this, it got me thinking, how does exercise in the heat impact our bodies? During this episode, we will look at how our bodies adapt to the heat and what can go wrong when we can't cool ourselves down enough. Plus, we will provide some helpful tips on how you can exercise safely when it may be a little warmer than usual. So, without further ado, let's get to it. But first, let's understand your body's own thermostat. I'll say it's pretty complex, so I'll keep it simple. Because, you know, it's Wellbeing Simplified. Your body's temperature is regulated through a region of your brain called the preoptic anterior hypothalamus. It receives information from sensors called thermoreceptors, which tell your brain changes in temperature. And they're located in the skin, abdomen, spinal cord, and the brain. Your body likes to keep things in balance in a state called homeostasis. If the internal temperature gets too hot or too cold, it will make adjustments. For example, do you notice when you get cold, your body shivers? This is a mechanism your body uses to generate heat. So, what happens when you get a little too hot? You sweat, your skin may become a little red, or a lot red. The redness is due to an increased blood flow going to working muscles. Sweating is your body's natural cooling system. But in order for it to cool the body properly, sweat needs to evaporate. Otherwise, there's no point to it. It's just a waste. However, this doesn't happen when it's humid because there's already enough water in the air. It can't accept any more. That's why you should not exercise with a high humidity index. But here's an interesting fact. Active individuals may lose up to 2% of their body weight through sweating alone before they realize to drink water. If percentages aren't your thing, here's a little better picture. Let's say you're a 150-pound individual. You would lose 3 pounds through sweating before realizing to properly hydrate. When you exercise in the heat, your body goes through some changes in order to adapt, called acclimation. During the first 3 days, you have a larger amount of plasma in the blood, but it goes back to normal after a few days. Some other changes that occur is that sweating starts a little sooner, which allows for better tolerance and your sweat becomes more diluted, which saves salt. Lastly, your core temperature doesn't go up as much as before. Given that everything is properly functioning, your body's happy. So, what happens when your body's thermostat isn't able to do its job? I want you to imagine the following scenario. You decided to go on a run when it's over 100 degrees. Not that's something you would actually do, but let's just use our imaginations. In the case that your body can't cool itself down properly, whether it's due to the fact you're not properly hydrating, or you're overexerting yourself in the heat, one of the three following things can occur. The following information is provided by the CDC, and this is not only for you to be aware on how you can help yourself, but for you to also be able to help someone else who may exhibit these signs and symptoms. The first thing, and the least severe, is heat cramps, which is just like it sounds. You would experience muscle spasms or cramps from being in the heat. They usually occur in the calf or the abdomen. There will also be fatigue and a whole lot of sweat, called profuse sweating. If you experience heat cramps, it's suggested to stop exercise and to move someplace cooler. Stretch and apply an ice pack. And remember, properly hydrate with an electrolyte-filled drink or water. It's recommended that you seek medical attention if your heat cramps last more than an hour or if you have current heart problems. The next, and a little more severe, is heat exhaustion. The signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion include nausea, dizziness, pale skin, profuse sweating, fast weak pulse, a fast breathing rate, and maybe some heat cramps. An easy fix for heat exhaustion is to move to a cooler place. Put cool wet cloths on your body to help your body cool and rehydrate with water. And seek medical attention if symptoms get worse or they last more than an hour. The most severe is heat stroke. Symptoms are those like heat exhaustion, except there's a fast, strong pulse, red hot skin, and potentially loss of consciousness. One key thing to note is with heat stroke, body temperature can go above 103 degrees Fahrenheit. If it goes above 105, it can result in brain damage. Now, this is an immediate call for the paramedics. While waiting for help, the best thing to do is called whole body immersion. Have you ever seen athletes in movies immersed in a tub of ice after a game? I'm not saying to make someone a human popsicle, but immerse them in cold water. If you don't have the luxury of having a tub, you can also wet some towels and place them all over their body. Now, something important here, do not give the person anything to drink because it may not be safe to do so, especially if they're not conscious. So, how can we keep ourselves safe while exercising in the heat? The best solution is to exercise indoors in a cool environment. However, if that's not possible, here are a few tips provided by the University of Pennsylvania Health System. First and most important, stay hydrated. If you will be outside for more than an hour, then a non-caffeinated electrolyte-filled sports drink is your best bet to replenish anything lost from sweating. Next, plan out a time. Look at the weather forecast for the whole day, hour by hour. Usually, the hottest times of days are between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., where the sun is at its highest, but it can depend on where you live. One thing I personally do is I go out for a run first thing in the morning, like 6 a.m. early, when it's the coolest. So plan it out properly. While you're exercising, know your limits and take a break when needed. Try to stay in the shade as much as possible. And if you need to take a break, please take one. Lastly, be properly equipped with the right clothing and sunscreen. With clothing, bright colors reflect the sun and cotton helps you stay dry. It also serves as an indicator to traffic. With sunscreen to help prevent any sunburns. Well, that's a wrap for this episode of Wellbeing Simplified. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at WellbeingSimplified2020 for updates on episodes, health and fitness tips, and some entertaining health and fitness pictures for... Make sure to follow us on Instagram at WellbeingSimplified2020 for updates on episodes, health and fitness tips, and some hilarious fitness pictures for your entertainment. New episodes are uploaded every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on Anchor and Spotify. Until next time, remember to stay cool.